Okay, now, this one is for your mother from my folks.
Oh, thank you.
And here's one for you, Raj, from my folks.
Wow, that's nice, Tony.
And here's one from me to you. Wow, Raj, you're cleaning up.
Yeah, thanks, Dwayne.
Oh, and there's one more left in here. Let's see. It's from my family. To...
If that one isn't for me, I'm going to deck your hall.
It's for you, Dee, here.
Thank your family, Dwayne.
But what about me?
When a present comes from a family, it means the parents bought it, not the kids. So if you want me to thank you, you'll have to give me something yourself. I accept cash.
She's really got the spirit of Christmas, doesn't she?
Yeah, Scrooge would have loved her.
Right?
Here. This is to everybody in your family from everybody in my family.
Oh, thank you, Rira.
My brothers wanted to get you something on their own, but the stores were still open.
Rira. Hey, Raj, are you and Dee gonna stay in or you're going out for Christmas Eve?
No, we're staying home. My mama gotta work tonight at a party.
You stay at home alone Christmas Eve?
It's no big thing, Rerun. We stay home alone every Christmas Eve. See, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day are two big party days, and my mama gets a chance to make some good money.
Well, hey, Raj, why don't you and Dee come over to my house and spend Christmas Eve with me and my folks?
Nope, thanks, Dwayne, but we'd rather stay here.
Yeah, we got our own house and our own folks.
You just want to be here when Santa comes, right?
Say what?
You just want to hang around here and catch Santa coming down the chimney.
Hey, Raj, this dummy still believes in Santa Claus.
Well, don't you?
No.
She used to.
Yeah, I used to until I got old enough to realize that no white man in red pajamas and a fur collar running across the roof would last 5 minutes in this neighborhood.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Daddy. Merry Christmas.
Hey, what's happening?
Honor, didn't you hear? Santa Claus got mugged on the roof.
That is Dee's theory, Daddy.
Yeah, well, she's wrong.
How do you know?
Because I happen to be Santa Claus.
You are not.
Well, if you don't believe it, you won't get what's in my sack.
What's happening, Santa?
All right.
Listen, Raj, I gotta be gone. You sure you and Dee won't be able to make it?
Yep, I'm sure.
How about tomorrow for Christmas dinner?
No, but look, y'all have a Merry Christmas and tell your mother I said thanks for the present, okay? Well, I'll probably see y'all tomorrow anyway.
Okay, Merry Christmas, Thomas D.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hey, Roger, what was that all about?
Well, since Mama has to work tonight and tomorrow, they invited me and Dee over to their house for dinner.
You mean to say you and Dee gonna be home alone on Christmas while your mama's out working?
Yeah, we do it every year, Daddy.
Yeah, well, you did it every year till now. Tomorrow, you're both coming over to my house for a real Christmas dinner. Hey.
You're gonna fix Christmas dinner?
Oh, you bet. We're gonna have turkey and stuffing.
And cranberry sauce?
Mm-hmm. And candied yams.
With marshmallows?
Ah, and pumpkin pie.
I hate that stuff.
No, you don't.
And besides, we always spend Christmas with our mom.
Yeah, but you said your mama was going to be working late.
I know, but we won't get things ready for her.
Well, I'll tell you what, you get things ready in the morning, because in the afternoon, you're both coming to my house for a real dinner.
Yeah, that sounds real good, Daddy, but...
Hey, no buts, huh? For the first time in 10 years, I'm going to spend Christmas with my two kids. Hey, Dee, how about that?
I'm not coming. Christmas is for being with the family, and my family is Raj and Mama. So I'll just stay here until my family gets home from work.
Well, it just so happens that I am your family too, young lady. And you will be with your family for dinner tomorrow at your daddy's house. Now, is that clear? Well, is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Is it? I mean, it is, Daddy.
Good. I'll pick you both up at noon. Got it?
Got it.
Got it?
Got it.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas? He must be kidding. I hate him.
What's the matter?
I can't sleep.
You can't sleep? Why?
I'm scared.
Scared of what?
Can I get in your bed?
Okay, come on.
I'm really scared of Daddy, Raj.
Why?
Because he yells at me all the time.
Now, he only yells at you when you make him mad. You made him mad tonight.
Well, it wasn't my fault. He started by inviting us to his house for Christmas dinner and making me say I hate him.
Now, he only invited us because he loves us, Dee. And the only reason you're feeling bad is because you said you hate him. He didn't hear you say it, and I know you didn't really mean it.
You're right. I didn't mean it.
I know.
Do you think God heard what I said?
Hey, if I know you didn't mean it, believe me, God knows you didn't mean it.
Because I didn't.
I know.
Thanks, Raj.
It's okay. Oh!
Hey, Raj. Oh. Can you sleep in that chair over there?
Roger D.
Mabel, from Bill, love. Some love. He does have a good memory.
I caught you. Merry Christmas, Mama.
Oh, this is a Merry Christmas, son. Hey, I got a surprise for you.
And I got a surprise for you, too. Daddy came over and invited me and Dee to his apartment for Christmas dinner.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Well, I told him that you had to work and that we would be alone. So he said he didn't want us to be by ourselves, and he's never spent a Christmas with his children.
He said that, huh?
Yeah, you know, Mama kind of felt sorry for him. I guess he's entitled to us a little bit, right?
He's entitled to you a lot. But what did you tell him?
Well, I told him that we'd come. Did I do the right thing?
Of course you did the right thing.
Now, what's your surprise?
And I suppose that girlfriend of his, what's her name, is going to be there too, huh?
Oh, Loretta? Sure. But come on, Mom, what's your surprise? What, your surprise?
Oh, my surprise. Well, tomorrow night, Mrs. Sherman is going to let me off at 8 instead of 10.
All right. Now that is a Merry Christmas.
Hey, it's 11 o'clock. Oops. Now you get to bed so Santa can come in, do his stuff.
All right. Good night, Mama.
Good night, baby.
Thank you.
just not asleep. Hello, Mrs. Sherman. This is Mabel. I hope I didn't wake you up. Good. I was just wondering if you could still use me tomorrow. You have someone else? I see. Oh, no, that's all right. Yes, I did say I want to be with my children. But they had other plans. No, it's all right. And thank you for letting me have the day off in the first place. Good night. Oh, yes. Merry Christmas.
This is wonderful.
Hey, wait a minute, Dee. Here's a present you forgot to open.
Oh, put this one on the
chair. What is it?
Open and see.
Is it something I want or something I need?
What's the difference?
Well, I feel like being surprised by something I really want.
And what's wrong with being surprised with something you really need,
Nobody's ever surprised by something they really need. So if this is something I need instead of something I want, maybe you could still exchange it before I open it. I find at my age, I really don't need much anymore.
Will you open it already? Good.
Oh, Mama, just what I wanted. Thank you.
Whoa. Read the card. It's
on the card.
Yeah.
2D. Merry Christmas from Raj. Is this from you, Raj?
You like it?
I love it.
Well, where's his big hug and kiss? Well?
That's okay, Mama. I don't need no big hug and kiss. I've done...
Now, that's my best Christmas present.
Thank you. Come in.
What's up, man? Ho.
Well, Rerun, come on in. You know you look like one of Santa's helpers.
He looks like all of Santa's helpers.
I'm glad you're still home, Mrs. Thomas.
Hey, Mama, what time do you have to go to work?
Oh, I have plenty of time. I'll leave right after your father comes to pick you up.
Take this, Mrs. Thomas. It's for Raj and Dee, for my mama.
What is it?
A sweet potato pie and most of a chicken.
Most of a chicken?
Yeah, it's a long walk over here.
Well, thanks, Rerun.
Oh, that's very nice, Rerun. You know, I'd already made a duck for them, but you tell your mother we appreciate it very much.
I sure will. And wait till you taste this pie, too. See how it's already cut?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got my mama for Christmas, a pie cutter. See how easy it comes out?
And see how easy it goes in?
Come in.
Hi, Miss Thomas. Merry Christmas. Glad I caught you.
Nice to see you, Dwayne. What's in the pot?
Oh, my mother sent over a roast ham for Raj and Dee. You know, so they'll have something to nibble on while you're at work.
Oh, thank you very much, Dwayne. Okay, I'll just take the stuff right in the kitchen.
Okay.
Hey, Raj. You got any great stuff for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. We got most of a chicken and half of a pie.
My mama sent over a pie and a chicken.
Oh, well, all right, then. Y'all gonna have a party over here.
Hey, we sure will. And we got enough for tomorrow, too. Because right after you left, my father came over and invited me and Dee to his apartment for Christmas dinner.
So you won't be eating dinner here?
That's right.
All right. And you won't need all my pie.
Hey, that's great, Raj.
I'm glad you think so.
Be quiet, Dee.
It's all right.
Hey, Raj, come here.
What is it?
I think your mama's crying.
Huh? Hey, Merry Christmas, Daddy.
Hey, son. Hey, Merry Christmas, fellas.
Merry Christmas.
Dee.
Dee, I'm sorry I yelled at you yesterday.
It's okay.
Well, hello there. And Merry Christmas, Bill.
Merry Christmas, Mabel. I'm sorry you have to work, but to tell you the truth, I'm glad that I had the opportunity to spend the day with the kids. It's never been a real Christmas without them.
I know what you mean. Christmas is never Christmas without children.
That's right.
Well, shall we go?
You asking me?
No, I'm telling you. Hey, can I give you fellas a lift somewhere?
Hey, yeah!
All right, well, get on in the car.
Hey, Bill.
Yes?
Who's gonna be at the dinner?
Oh, just Roger, Dee, and me.
Well, in that case, maybe
Of course, Loretta's gonna help me with the cooking. I mentioned her to you.
Mm-hmm.
Why, is there something wrong, Mabel?
No, nothing. You kids just run along, try to have a good time with your father. I never could.
I'll see you now. I'll have him home early.
Okay.
Dee, give your mama a kiss. Bye-bye.
See you, mama. Sorry you have to work.
Okay, baby. Have a nice time with your daddy here.
Okay. Bye, Mom.
Bye, babies. Have fun. Drive carefully.
Hey, Loretta, here they are. Oh. How's it going?
Hi, kid. Oh, don't get too close.
Don't worry, we won't.
I can't get rid of this cold. Something wrong?
Something stinks.
I beg your pardon.
Loretta, I think something's burning.
Oh, my goodness. Look what I did.
That is the ugliest thing I ever saw.
Oh, it's this cold. My nose is stuffed up. I lost track of the time. And I ruined everybody's Christmas.
Oh, no. No, you didn't. Yes. Why? I like my turkey like that.
Me too. I love my turkey well done. And so does Dee.
Are you crazy, Ron?
Oh, come on, honey. Leave it. Leave it. Leave it.
Hey, look, Loretta, we don't need anything fancy. Let's just open a can or something.
Yeah, like some air wick.
Well, the first thing we're gonna do is open some of these windows here. And then I'm gonna take you all to a fine restaurant, and you can order anything you want.
Wait a minute. We don't have to go to a restaurant. We have a whole house full of food. We got duck, ham, and chicken all cooked and ready to be eaten.
Are you putting me on?
No, Daddy. Reron and Dwayne brought it over before they knew we were coming here.
We were going to eat that when Mama came home.
We couldn't eat all of that. So how about it, Daddy? Should we go and get it?
Why not? Why not? We'll go and get the food and bring it back. By then, the smell will be gone.
Yeah. I ruined everybody's Christmas. I did.
Loretta, would you stop it?
Yeah, it's really getting on my nerves.
Daddy. Daddy, the door wasn't locked.
Well, maybe your mother just left it open.
Mama never leaves the door open. Somebody's in here ripping us off.
Maybe I better check it out.
Cool it.
It's empty. I'll check upstairs. Careful.
I'm fine, Mabel, just fine.
Thank you, Lord, for all this food. And for all my good friends who sent it over. And thank you for all my family and my new friend who sent them over by burning a turkey. I feel very happy right now. Thank you. Amen.
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 Did anybody want to add anything to that? God bless you, honey.
Bless you, Loretta.
Thank you, thank you. And Mrs. Thomas.
No, Mabel.
Mabel, thank you for making me so comfortable in your house.
Oh, darling.
Me too, Mabel.
I just want to say this is about the best Christmas I've had in my whole life.
Yeah, and I would like to thank everybody for my Christmas presents.
Oh, that's wonderful, Dee.
But next year, there better be a bike.
Oh, Mama, I can't move.
Me neither.
Dee?
Mm-hmm.
What's the matter?
I think I ate too much.
I would say 4 portions of candy yams is a little nuts.
Oh, Roger, please don't mention nuts or no other kind of food ever. Come in.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hey, Shelly.
Merry Christmas.
Santa Claus, baby.
I brought you over one of my homemade pumpkin pies. Smell that.
Oh, gee,
sure, thanks, but we couldn't eat another thing. We had duck and ham.
I had the same thing, plus macaroni and cheese and a large turkey pizza.
I'm going to go do the dishes.
Shirley, you don't mind if we pass up the pumpkin pie, do you?
Don't mind. I'm thrilled. You know what I said? I had dessert. This big old chocolate pumpkin pie.